The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines, President Donald Trump says he had a wonderful conversation with Pope Francis on Wednesday, 2 days after fire ravaged Notre Dame Cathedral. Trump says in a tweet that he offered the help of our great experts on renovation and construction and made the same offer to French President Emmanuel Macron. When the first alarm sounded at 6:20 p.m., people inside Notre Dame Cathedral were shocked but not panicked. For 23 minutes, it seemed like a false alarm. Then the fire showed its face. The firefighters and priests had to race against time to save the cathedral's treasures. By 7:49 p.m., the 19th-century spire had fallen through, and as darkness fell, 20 firefighters climbed inside the two towers, risking their lives. And I'm sure you've seen the pictures by now of the inside of the Notre Dame Cathedral, and really amazing that there wasn't more damage to the lower level. A new poll finds many Americans aren't ready to clear President Donald Trump in the Russia probe. Slightly more say they want Congress to keep investigating than to set it aside its own probes after the special counsel's report. And about 6 in 10 believe the president obstructed justice. The Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research poll followed Attorney General William Barr's release of a four-page summary, and a day before they released a redacted version of the full report. Students at Miami Beach High School spent much of the morning behind locked classroom doors after news emerged that authorities were searching in Colorado for a classmate allegedly obsessed with the 1999 Columbine shootings. The FBI has said that Saul Pais, P-A-I-S, flew to Colorado on Monday night and bought a pump-action shotgun and ammunition. Eduardo Filippo is a 17-year-old junior at the school and says that teachers locked classroom doors Wednesday as a precaution. He says Pai mostly kept to herself. 2 decades after officers stepped around students' bodies in Columbine High School, the impact of the trauma is still largely unstudied by experts. Many officers see getting psychiatric help after school shootings as a sign of weakness and secondary to civilians who have lost loved ones. Experts say law enforcement agencies have been reluctant to let researchers interview the officers because that could revive painful memories of the horror they experienced. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
Well, even though the sun isn't shining, we still have 45 degrees. We have a light rain, a mist right now in downtown Crookston. 45 degrees, an east wind of 6 miles an hour. Barometric pressure at 29.89 inches and falling. Humidity is steady over the last hour at 93%. The Red Lake River level, it has been staying pretty steady for the most part, bouncing around 16.87, 16.86. It's where it's been for the past several hours. The forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be cloudy, a 40% chance of rain showers in the afternoon. Highs 50 to 55, northeast winds of 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain. Lows 35 to 40, northwest winds up to 10 miles an hour. Again, the flood warnings continue for Crookston, Climax, East Grand Forks, Oslo. Obviously, Oslo is the one that's being affected the most as far as the high river levels, as Oslo has become basically an island with all major roads closed around the Oslo area. The river will remain near 37.5 feet up there. That's a foot and a half above major flood stage, and it will remain there through at least Tuesday. So they're going to be dealing not only with high water, but they're dealing with high water for an extended period of time in Oslo. Unfortunately, an all-too-familiar flood battle for them up in Oslo. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news. We'll take a full look at the weather a little later as well. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the state news. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
As we take a look at the state news, the Minnesota Court of Appeals has upheld the ruling siding with a group seeking certain election data records on voters. The court says that under state law, the information is public.
The next step is to seek review from the Minnesota Supreme Court. So we're really only about halfway through the whole process.
And Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon has been fighting the lawsuit and says what's at stake is the privacy of eligible voters statewide. But Dan McGrath with Minnesota Voters Alliance calls that a nonsensical argument.
Because the only thing we're looking for in addition to that data that anyone can get is whether or not someone was changed in their status from eligible to ineligible or whether their right to vote has been challenged.
McGrath says the Voters Alliance wants to use the information to evaluate potential voter fraud. A Brainerd man is accused of attacking a woman with a machete in St. Cloud before using the weapon on himself. Police say the man went to the woman's apartment building to meet her Monday afternoon, pulled out a machete, and cut her in the shoulder and wrist. The NCAA hockey champions are celebrating back home in Duluth. Fans gathered at the University of Minnesota Duluth campus gymnasium at Romano Gymnasium Tuesday night to get a glimpse of the Bulldogs, who captured their second consecutive men's Division I hockey title with a 3-0 win over UMass on Saturday. St. Paul police are investigating the death of a 33-year-old man as a homicide. Police responded to a 911 call reporting an assault at a house in the West 7th neighborhood at about 5 p.m. on Monday. Officers found Matthew Richard Schramm unresponsive inside, and paramedics pronounced him dead. Police questioned the man who called 911 and arrested him on an unrelated warrant. A woman who says JD.com founder Richard Liu raped her in Minneapolis is suing the Chinese billionaire and his company. The woman is a student at the University of Minnesota. She sued Liu on Tuesday, alleging that he raped her at her apartment. Liu was arrested August 31st in Minneapolis on suspicion of felony rape and released within hours. He had been attending a week-long residency as part of the University of Minnesota's Doctor of Business Administration China program. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston is filled with beautiful Easter lilies and blooming plants. If you're hosting the Easter dinner, adorn your dining table with a gorgeous Easter centerpiece or cut flower bunches. If you're going to someone's home, bring a beautiful Easter centerpiece as a show of appreciation. If you can't be with family or friends, order them a floral bouquet and have it delivered. Just call 281-4419 to order your Easter bouquet from Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Train system from Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Train components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Train system. It's hard to stop a train.
Taking a look at the sports scene, the Sacred Heart Eagles scored 5 runs while only recording 1 hit in the top of the first inning, and they cruised the rest of the way for a 15-0 victory in 4 innings over the Crookston Pirates softball teams in a game played at Donnie Law Field behind Highland School in Crookston. Jenna Coet led the Pirates at the plate 2-for-2 with a double. Jasmine Hansen was 1-for-2. Sacred Heart was led by Emma Walters, who went 1-for-2 with 3 runs batted in and 2 runs scored. Crookston drops to 0-1 on the year. They will travel to East Grand Forks Senior High to play on the turf at the football field against the Green Wave on Thursday. It has been moved back to a 5 p.m. start. We'll have the pregame at 4:30, and that will be played again at the football field. Sacred Heart, they improved to 1-1 on the season. The Crookston Pirate Girls track team, they finished 3rd place out of 12 teams, and the Pirate Boys finished 6th place out of 13 teams at the Park Rapids Panthers Invitational Meet in Park Rapids. Park Rapids won the girls' division, edging Osakis by 5 points, and Park Rapids boys won the boys' division easily. We have the team and meet results on our website at KROXAM.com. Click on sports, and we received those this morning. The UMC baseball team beat Southwest Minnesota State 2-1 and lost 8-7 in a doubleheader played in Crookston yesterday. Jonathan Lund went 1-for-1 with a solo home run, and Griffin Fussy was 1-for-3 with an RBI in Game 1. Game 2, UMC used 7 pitchers. Offensively, Mason Ruhlman was 2-for-4 with 2 runs. Griffin Fussy was 2-for-4 with a double, RBI, and a run scored. UMC improves to 20-14 overall, 13-7 in conference play, and will host St. Cloud State, one of the top teams not only in the NSIC but in the nation as well, for a 3-game series beginning Friday at 1 p.m. You can hear the first game on Friday right here on KROX. Southwest Minnesota State, they improved to 6-19 overall, 5-15 in the NSIC. UMC softball, they lost to St. Cloud State 9-1 and 14-0. The Golden Eagles fall to 13-31 overall, 2-18 in conference play, and they traveled to Mankato for a doubleheader against Minnesota State Mankato on Friday. St. Cloud State is now 33-11 overall, 15-5 in conference play. For the story, stats, scores, pictures, and more, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on sports. Also from yesterday, Vikings wide receiver Adam Thielen says he has now signed a 4-year, $64 million contract. He and the team can get back to working on winning games. Off-season workouts began earlier this week.
We know we have some pieces that we think that we can do it, and obviously it takes a lot of hard work and dedication, and that's why we're here right now to get back after it.
That's Adam Thielen. He inked the deal last week and spoke publicly about it for the first time yesterday. With incentives, the Pack could pay the former Minnesota State Mankato college star and Detroit Lakes high school star up to $73 million over the next 4 seasons. The Vikings finished last season 8-7-1, missing the playoffs. Good to see a local kid hit it big. It's not a bad... Not a bad 4 years of work there, 64, possibly getting up to $73 million. I think he has that $9 million signing bonus. And the Twins, they just struggle against those Blue Jays. They have for many years, and last night was more of the same. Toronto beat the Twins by a score of 6-5. Eddie Rosario hit a three-run home run. Jorge Polanco also continues to swing the bat pretty well. And Marwin Gonzalez, they all homered for the Twins, but they come up short, losing 6-5. And on the other sports news item from yesterday, the University of Minnesota Crookston Athletic Department and Chancellor Mary Holes Claus announced the addition of men's and women's cross country as an NCAA Division II sport and a trap as a competitive club sport to begin competition during the 2019-20 athletic season. The Golden Eagle men's and women's cross country teams will compete in the NSIC. The process of hiring head coaches for the men's and women's cross country and trap teams will begin immediately. The trap team will compete at the Crookston Gun Club, while the cross country program will call Minocqua Golf Course their home. On the sports schedule for today, Pirate Boys Golf, they were supposed to be at Pequot Lakes for a two-day invitational. That has been canceled, and Pirate Girls Golf at the Pelican Rapids invite has been canceled as well. The Twins, they'll take on Toronto tonight, 6 o'clock the pregame, 6:40 the first pitch. And that is a look at the sports. Again, for the past week's sporting news, go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Here's a great bread to serve with your Easter meal. Hugo's Family Marketplace has the original King's Hawaiian round bread on sale this week for $3.99. Top it off with the butter. The one-pound package of cast clay butter is $2.99. Also on sale, the 52-ounce selected Simply Orange Juice, $2.99, and buy a beautiful 7-inch Easter lily for just $8.99. You can find all this week's Easter savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Housing and Economic Development Authority Board had a discussion during their meeting Tuesday about the proposed nonprofit child care center in Crookston. Executive Director Craig Hoyseth told the board that there have been no new proposed sites for the public regarding possible locations for a child care center within the city of Crookston. Lacking new proposed sites within Crookston, the board, City Administrator Shannon Stassen, and council members in attendance encouraged Hoyseth to continue working to solidify the numbers regarding the cost of retrofitting the former Glenmore Recovery Center. While Hoyseth said it remains a valuable discussion about whether or not there would be a city or CHITA investment, local businesses have been very supportive of providing financial support to make the child care center feasible.
Our business community is very forward-thinking. They understand there's a problem in child care, and they are willing to come forward and say, hey, we're willing to invest in that problem in order to help our workforce. That's been really exciting, the conversations that I've had with some of the major employers in town that are willing to come forward and say, hey, we want in. We want to be able to have some slots. We want our employees taken care of and actually bring in some dollars on an ongoing basis to make sure that this child care center is able to function for years to come. I really compliment the business community with that forward-thinking attitude. It gives us a lot more strength as a community, as Crookston or CHITA, if we invest in it.
And Councilman Jake Fee spoke in support of a one-time investment by the city to help get the center off the ground, while Councilman Tom Vedbrotten wanted to know what skin was in the game for those running the proposed child care center. Hoyseth said that skin in the game is a bit harder to quantify with a nonprofit because you won't see an equity return with a financial investment. But he did estimate that Eric Alecki has spent more than 1,000 hours working to get a nonprofit organization established, securing a $20,000 grant for the center in addition to planning on closing her own child care business to run the center. Hoyseth Stassen, CHITA board members, and council in attendance all seem to agree that it would be preferential that any investment by the city of Crookston is a one-time investment. Councilman Dale Stainbrook said to move forward, there need to be some solid numbers on what it will cost to get the child care center operational. Hoyce has said the current child care centers realize there is a need for child care. They're just worried about their staff getting poached, while adding he would do the work to have some pretty solid numbers in place before the CHITA meeting in May.
Ultimately, the board had a really good, positive discussion today, contributed by administration and council. And, you know, we just think that we're on the right track. It may end up being a child care center on the outskirts of town. But again, we're still looking for other partners or opportunities inside the city limits. But if none come forward, we are ready to move forward and try and put together the best deal. The board was somewhat insistent that we keep pressing forward, that we don't keep talking about the issue, that we actually do something. And doing something may well include an investment. And so by the next board meeting, I did tell the board that we would have some numbers put together so they could really scrutinize what that investment might look like. And I'm really excited. I think that if everything falls into place, we could see something actually happening here by the end of the summer.
Many employers throughout the area, including the city of Crookston, have had either potential employees turn down a job or leave a position due to a lack of child care in the area. Most recently, Otter Tail Power Company lost two employees who couldn't find available child care within 45 miles of Crookston. The board also approved its first grant through the Building Better Business Program for DeRuze for $3,000. Hoy said he anticipates after the first grant, CHETA will start to receive grant applications monthly.
We've been seeing several of those applications go out as people take them and become aware of the Building Better Business program. Essentially, it's a grant not to have to be repaid in the event that the business ceased to be in operation after 2 years. They'd have to pay back 50%. But it truly is a grant to try and help the business get better, have a better visibility, vitality. We've been seeing a lot of applications go out, and as they start to come back now, DeRuze was the first one that was considered today with the board, and the board did approve that B3 grant. So we're going to be forwarded them $3,000 to do a number of things, largely to help their business establish a buffet for the patrons that are there to be in and out quicker for lunch, and then also a lot of things that will help their marketing and their exposure trying to build that brand here in Crookston.
Paul Eichhoff commented that improved service would also help, and Hoyce has said increased service training was a common theme for Crookston restaurants last year when CHETA brought a restaurant consultant to Crookston. A resolution was passed to request that CHETA be allowed to remove vacant units at the Oak Court Apartments from the Inventory Management System, Public and Indian Housing Information Center, to be used as temporary units to relocate current tenants while plumbing work is completed in various areas of the facility. By passing the resolution, it is possible CHETA can still receive a subsidy for the vacant apartments, and Hoyce has said the goal is to make the project as easy on tenants as possible.
Our desire is to be as less intrusive as we possibly can for all the tenants, and that would be basically taking their bedroom over to another apartment where they can live while theirs is a plumbing project is underway. And if they want to go stay with a relative or something like that, they can. And if we don't have apartments available, the last resort would be that we would put them into a hotel for those few weeks.
Overall, the project is expected to last 12 to 18 months and cost $1.3 million. The board also passed a resolution for the signing of the 2019 Oak Court operating budget required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and made a correction to the buyer on a previous resolution to sell the 2018 construction trades house at 1609 Hoven Lane. The resolution now lists Matthew and Jean Altepeter as the correct buyer of the property. Speaking of CHETA, They also discussed at their board meeting on Tuesday, and they approved a $50,000 loan to Dean and Cheryl Adams as gap financing for their purchase of True Value Lirum Hardware. The board also approved the cashing in of a CD set aside for the revolving fund for loans, as the current loan fund balance was below the $50,000 request, according to Executive Director Craig Hoyseth.
Our cash available on a revolving loan fund was down to about $15,000, and we had a CD that was dedicated toward revolving loan fund, about $250,000, so we're going to cash that in and make those funds available. Both True Value loan today is $50,000. It was approved by the board. Really excited about that, and for the Adams family and the continuation of business in downtown. Really wanted to shout out our appreciation of the Laram family and Fuji and his dad and the legacy that they've left behind. Really exciting to see that business staying inside the hands of a Crookston community partner and ongoing for many more years on Main Street.
The Adams had many discussions with Fuji over the past few years preceding his death, as he thought about letting the business go at times, according to Cheryl Adams.
We'd start talking about it, and then he'd be feeling better, and he's like, nope, I'm going to be okay. And then, you know, time would go by, and then if he wasn't feeling good, we'd talk a little more, and it's just kind of the way the whole thing continued. And that gave us time, too, to really see if this was something that we wanted to take on.
With the $50,000 loan from CHETA, the Adams goal is to take over the hardware store May 1st.
The goal is that we're going to take it over May 1st, is what we're working on, and so far so good as to getting to that point. It's been a long process. We've been actually working on this since Fuji passed away, but we're excited. We're starting to go through things on what we want to get in the business, and we're going to expand the plumbing and the electrical. We're going to get some PECs in there and other things. We're really trying to look for stuff that's not in town to be able to sell. I found a place down the cities called the Gift Mart where I'm able to buy items that are kind of on the gift idea line. I'm going to expand a little bit into that because there's not a lot of places in town now where you can kind of get a little gifty item. So that's gonna be up front. We're going to redo that front window. Our goal is we're going to be redoing the lights and kind of be remodeling a little bit of everything in there. But we're going to keep the store open while we are doing the remodeling.
And Adams said she really didn't want to see the store go away and that the Adams family wants to honor Lyram's memory by keeping the store going.
Part of the situation was also that we just absolutely did not want the hardware store not to be here. You know, this is kind of a little big step for us. We'd been remodeling houses for years and now we're gonna do less of that and do more with the hardware store. But I just absolutely could not see that hardware store closing. It just was breaking my heart at the thought of that. And truly wanted to keep it going, even in the memory of Fuji, because he was an incredible friend. Absolutely incredible. Truly missed by everyone.
And that is Cheryl Adams. The Crookston Park Board, they met Monday night at City Hall, approving a group of neighbors to continue planning an outdoor rink for next winter on the north end of Crookston. Mike Enright, who previously spoke at the City Council meeting, brought a couple of sketches of the rink he and his neighbors were proposing for Evergreen Park. Enright also said that speaking at City Council, the group had gotten a hold of an old Zamboni, formerly the City of Crookston's, and believed they would be able to put the rink, including boards, Zamboni parts, and lighting in for just over $3,000. 22 families, 7 businesses have committed to helping the group make the rink happen. Danielle Sylvester said she wants her kids to get the same experience she had growing up playing outdoor hockey with her friends.
I guess I come, and I guess a lot of people come from huge hockey families. My dad's been a coach in the community for probably 28 years. My uncle also coached the boys' high school here in town. So I grew up, I played hockey every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, anytime there was ice. That's what our family did, even when the rinks were closed. I mean, we'd take it outdoors, we'd take it to boot hockey. I mean, it's what I grew up with, and it's what I want my kids to grow up doing. I mean, yes, it's convenient to go drop them off in a building and go skate, but they learn the best in like small group areas where they're just with the elements and then they just grow from that. For me, I just would really love to see what we grew up doing.
Although the group was looking at Evergreen Park, Park and Rec Director Scott Riopel suggested the proposed rink move to Alexander Park for increased space and protection from the wind.
There was a specific park they were looking at Evergreen, and we have suggested, the park board has suggested, and I have suggested that we look at Alexander Park because it's a bigger space, it's a little farther into the community, a little more protected. We have a lot more room for expansion down there at Alexander versus Evergreen. Evergreen also is, it's bordered by a basketball court on one side, playground equipment on the other, and then around the south side of it, we have the walking track out there, the path that goes through the neighborhood, so we have no place for to put snow. So if we can get to Alexander, we've got more room there, and most of the infrastructure is in place at that particular park, which would better suit our needs.
And the park board passed a motion to continue looking at Alexander Park as a possible destination for the rink next winter, although the opportunity for further discussion about Evergreen Park was left open.
Right now, the city has approved Alexander as a location. We would like to talk to the people that are kind of invested in this rink and see if they would be willing to move that location from Evergreen Park. We know that's a park that everybody really does enjoy, and it's close by the neighborhood that we were looking at most of the families in, but Alexander's not too far away, and it could possibly be a good secondary location.
The park board also heard from Larry Brecken with the Pickleball Club, who thanked the city for all they've done for the club, including the courts at Schuster Park. Because of the growth of the club, they will use portable nets on one of the tennis courts when they get together to play, which is each Sunday at 2 p.m. and Wednesday at 4:30 p.m. Terry Wolf, a resident who has helped with the painting and some other tasks at Wildflower Garden, was wondering if, with the gardening club seeming to have dispersed, if there is anything that could be done to maintain the park a little more, including extra benches or tables. Riopel said a Parks and Rec should have some tables or benches that could be placed there. He also added that with the gardening club not being as active, the city would probably look at having the staff maintain the other city flowers and do some more work down there. The garden is set up as a community garden, so Riopelle did say he'd also encourage anyone with an interest in helping out to do so. And Grand Forks reported two fires yesterday. The first was Ben Franklin School, located at 1016 South 20th Street. While en route, there was a report of a small fire in the library. Fire crews arrived on scene to find the fire was extinguished upon arrival. Fire crews provided ventilation and evacuation. Estimated cost of damage is undetermined as the incident is under investigation. And a huge fire destroyed a warehouse in Grand Forks. Firefighters responded to 3G Ventures at about 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Acting Battalion Chief Jared Kurtz said the 10,000-square-foot steel building was fully involved in flames while firefighters arrived and they had to cut through wire security fence to get in to attack it. It took firefighters 90 minutes to bring the fire under control. And new Crookston residents recently received their Welcome Home Crookston bags that contain information and resources, as well as a passport that encourages local shopping during an office visit at the Crookston Area Chamber and Visitors Bureau. The three receiving their Welcome Home Crookston bags were Alan Sandberg, Don and Tom Brousseau, and Rebecca Olson. Welcome Home Crookston program organizers have been working on reinventing the Welcome program since 2018 and are now rolling it out. For more information, you can go to our website, KROXAM.com, click on News. Anna Rose Keller, 95, of Crookston, passed away April 15th at the Villa St. Vincent Nursing Home in Crookston. Anna was born June 18, 1923, in Crookston Township to Joseph and Olive Amiot. She was baptized and confirmed at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Gently and attended rural school. June 18, 1941, Anna was united in marriage to Leo Keller at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Gently. They farmed and raised their children, Joe, Alice, and Bonnie, in Crookston Township until 1963, when they moved to town. Anna is survived by her children, Joe Keller of Montevideo, and Alice Sadowski of Columbia Heights, grandchildren Jackie Coquette, John Keller, Jason Keller, Deb Ferraro, and Sandy Fredericksian, and great-grandchildren Joshua and Patrick Keller, Jessalyn, Alexis, and Rachel Coquette, Anna and Morgan Keller, Cole, Dylan, Lillian Ferraro, and Connor, Kiera, Sienna, and Brennan Fredericksian, and several nieces and nephews. She is preceded in death by her parents, her husband, daughter Bonnie, brothers Ted Amiot, Arthur Amiot, and Napoleon Amiot, and sisters Delia Donahue, Olivine Keller, and the visitation for Anna Keller will be from 5 to 7 p.m. with a prayer service at 7 p.m. on Monday, April 22nd at Central Housky Funeral Home in Crookston. The funeral mass will be held at 2:30 p.m. with a visitation 1 hour prior to the service on April 23rd at the Cathedral in Crookston. Interment will be at the Calvary Cemetery in Crookston. That is a look at our local news as we shift over to the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 45 degrees, an east wind of 13 miles an hour. Barometric pressure at 29.88 inches, and that's down just a bit. Humidity is at 93%, that's steady. And we have a wind chill, it feels like it's 39. We've had just shy of a quarter of an inch of rain so far at the KROX studios today. The Red Lake River level again staying pretty steady at 16.87 feet. The sun rose at 6:33 this morning. The sun will set at 8:18 for 13 hours, 45 minutes of daylight. The record low, 9 above, set in 1953. The record high, 80, set in 1890. Year ago high, 43. Year ago low, 25. The average high, 56. The average low, 32. Yesterday's high, 63. Yesterday's low, 30. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today. It'll be cloudy, a 40% chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs 50 to 55, northeast winds of 5 to 15. Tonight mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of rain, lows 35 to 40, northwest winds up to 10 miles an hour. Thursday mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s, north winds of 5 to 15. Friday sunny, highs 60 to 65. Saturday partly sunny, a chance of rain showers, highs in the mid-60s. Sunday, Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Monday it'll be sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tuesday partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. And again, the flood warnings for Crookston, Climax, East Grand Forks, and Oslo are still on. And Oslo is the one that's being affected the most, obviously, as the river level is going to be remaining at 37.5 feet over the next week. And at 37.5 feet, State Highway 1, over the river goes over Highway 1. That's why that is closed And again, Oslo fighting that flood fight once again up north. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have cloudy skies, 45 degrees. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News is brought to you in part by your friends at American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.